This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah described the Quran as this. What did he say? He didn't say it's my word, Subhana. He said, Ahsan al-Hadith, the best form of speech. Don't you tell anyone that I'm going to tell you the best words you've ever heard. Because that's not what Allah said. Unless you are saying what? Quran. Everything else comes second, third, fourth. Same thing when you talk about stories. You're not going to tell her, I'm going to tell you the best story. No, there's only one best story. And that is? So Yusuf alayhi salam. Right? Alif lam ra, tilka ayatul kitab al-mubin. Nahnu naqussu alayka ahsan al-qasasi. So the best story is Sayyidina Yusuf. The best words is the Quran. And then what he described it, Allah نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها مثانية. There's a lot of similarity. There's a lot of repetition in the Quran. Again, those of you who memorize, you know, is one of the obstacles. متشابهات. It's a whole science. But that's okay. This is, well, I'm not in the process of memorization. Or I don't have a problem with the memorization. The second part is for every single person of you in this room. Young and old, تَقْشَعِرُّ مِنْهُ جُلُود. What happens to your skin? Do you get goosebumps when you hear the Quran? That's what it is. That's what Allah is saying. We get goosebumps for so many things, but do I get goosebumps when I hear the Quran? And I'm going to show you the signs that you get the goosebumps, because you can all claim, do you have it? And if you have it, alhamdulillah. If I don't, what is the question? Why not? Why some people Allah describe them yes, and why me not? And I say this to myself before anybody. I always say, Allah did not give Sayyidina Abu Bakr 4 eyes and 3 ears and 2 hearts. No. Or Sayyidina Umar, or all the legendaries that you and I know, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Khadija. No. They gave them, and I'm going to come to it in a second also. So تقشعر, you're going to put a big question mark in your notes. Do I have goosebumps when I listen to the Quran? So why not? Why not? Who can answer me? I never teach students without interaction. Because no tadabbur. Okay, because there's no contemplation. Well, then why no contemplation? Let's come to here. Memorize this one. By the way, there's a very beautiful book. I took most of it from it. It's in Arabic. I don't think it is yet translated. It's a very small book. I actually brought it with me. It's called Mafatih Tadabbur al-Quran. It's a contemporary book. It's written like 5-6 years ago. It's very small. I'll show you at the end. It's the keys to contemplate of the Quran. So it really helped me in my presentation out of the amana of knowledge. So there is 3 things when I read the Quran. When I don't get goosebumps, when the beautiful Imam just recited, there's 3 issues. Either the Quran itself, or it's the way the Quran is being coming to me, or it's me. Am I right? So either the Quran, or it's, as we call it, the way, or it is the receiver. So let's go this. Let's go first the Quran. Okay? What did Allah say about the Quran? That's in Surah Al-Hijr. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. We have sent down, here Allah called it the dhikr, which is a form of remembrance, and we have preserved it. Why did I put this slide? How old is this Quran? Very old. Why? Because? No, it's not no harakat. There is no dots. Right? When were the dots added to the Quran? See how many questions you don't know the answer. Where is Mufti Abdul Wahab? Right? Right? Is it at time of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? No. Later on. You go and learn. I'm just getting a little bit hard on you because I want you to be awake. So go, it's way late, it's later. Right? And then it's maybe 100 years old, right? And did you read this today? It's Friday. Yes? This is the common Quran you and me pick. So it's the same. Am I right? Alhamdulillah. So why the people before, when they read the Quran, and I'll share with you some, they were very different from you and me. So can I blame the Quran? Everybody? I want to hear it. Alhamdulillah. So what is the problem? I need you to think. That's exactly how we learn, is by thinking. What is the problem? So when you and I pick the Quran into, let's say today, or definitely in Ramadan, bi-idhnillah, daily, I'm not going to say this is hard, I can't understand it, because it's the same. So let's see what is the other problem. That's the Quran, right? And this one is with tashkil. Is it the way? What do I mean by the way? That's what you have to tell me. Well, I think I got your attention, alhamdulillah. I think I did. Or this is exactly how it is. You have to keep asking them, put them on their tiptoes. What is the way? Seerah. Naam? Seerah. I didn't say yes or no. Okay, what is that? What is that? That's an old thing. What is that? Receiver. See, if you were born after 2000, you'd have no idea what is that, right? Okay. So if you didn't know, you're young. Let's put it this way. Alhamdulillah. Right. So either the way or the receiver, because we agreed the Quran didn't change, and Allah said it, and no one has a doubt. Bismillah. What is that? So it's the receiver. The receiver is the heart. Is the heart is the problem, or it's the way is the problem? Let's say, let's see the brothers first. Is it the heart or it's the way? The heart. So the way is absolutely fine. Don't change it right away. Be confident in your answer. Say yes or no. So it's only the heart is the issue. طيب, bismillah. How many say both? I hate to say this, the sisters are much smarter. It's absolutely both. Look at this picture, everybody. And tell me what you see. Tell yourself what you see. Many things you're going to see, right? Some will tell me this is a tree. Some tell me this is sunset. Some tell me this is scary. Some says this is so serene. No, there is a reason why I'm telling you this. It's the same picture. Are you with me? It's the same picture. But I'm looking in it. If I look right away and move, I say, you know what? Oh, it looks like this is an old trees. And I move. If I spend a little bit more time, I'm going to start seeing, beautiful color. Look at the green. Look at the blue. Look at how the sky. Somebody else say, well, that's a painting. This is not real. Because the sky never gets that color. Am I right? And if I have more time, you're probably going to give me 20 things. Okay, I think I got your attention, alhamdulillah. So it's time to change how we look at the Quran. When you open the Quran, exactly like the picture I just showed you. Five people, you put al-Fatiha in front of them. Everybody knows al-Fatiha, alhamdulillah. And from one to five, someone will sob and cry. Someone will start wondering. Another person will think. The other person next. And you see this in Taraweeh, all of you. Right? When the Imam is reading beautifully, it's the same Quran. It's the same verse. And you said, Allahu Akbar, and you put, and then the person next to you, sobbing and crying. And you say, what is it? And sometimes they don't know Arabic. I know this, I've seen it. And you say, what is it? It's the same. Why I'm not moved? Did you get my point? So it's time to change. How do I change? Number one is you, how you look at the Quran. This is the first way. Look at the Quran as this. It's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the ummah of the Quran. We are the only nation, the only human beings on this earth walking that Allah gave them a book that it didn't change. And why did I say blessing? Every word I'm going to say, I'm going to bring you verse from the Quran. It's not my word. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the first verse you read today? It's Jumu'ah. What did he say? The first verse in Surah Al-Kahf. It's in front of you. Alhamdulillah for what? Praise Allah for what? When do you say Alhamdulillah? When are we taught to say Alhamdulillah? When there is a blessing. You say, oh, I just had a baby. I was like, Alhamdulillah, right? Or for example, I just got a job. I just got an interview. Any of the dunya halal things. And Allah used it, Alhamdulillah, الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب. It's a blessing. Look at the Quran as a blessing. Don't look at the Quran as a book. Although Allah called it a book. And here you are. So number one is a blessing. Two, this needs to be engraved in your hearts before your brain. Everyone, young and old, and especially the youth who are memorizing and struggling. Yeah, it's a challenge. Do you think, this is another advice I was given. Do you think Allah will give you His words just like that? Of course you're going to struggle, but it's the words of Allah. And you probably have heard me because I've said this online. It was my first hajj when I moved to study. And the sheikh who was with us, a sheikh of Qulub, I used to call him. He's literally a sheikh of the hearts. His knowledge is phenomenal, but everything speaks, pierce the heart. Literally, like a spear went to your heart. And he taught us the first day in Hajj. First day in Mina. Open the Quran. Anywhere. I was like, what is he teaching us? Anywhere. Okay. And he said, don't look. Don't read. Just put your finger on it and say, هَذَا كَلَامُ رَبِّي. Say, this is the word of my Lord. It's going to be completely different. The way you look at the Quran, the way you interact, even the way you carry it, the way you put it. Alhamdulillah, we still have this. We glorify the Quran. But it's different when I see it, not as a Quran only. I see it's the words of Allah. Like when you are reading, Alhamdulillah, الذي أنزل, He said it, Subhana. He said it, Subhana. So the words of Allah. And who said so? Allah said it. This is in Surah At-Tawbah. وَإِنْ أَحَدُ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرْهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ. This is, I think, verse number 6. If any of the disbelievers is seeking refuge, give them refuge till they hear the word of Allah, كَلَامَ اللَّهِ. And this is actually the verse that all the scholars agree they use it. Al-Quran is كَلَامَ اللَّهِ. So look, change how you look. It's a blessing. It's the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is that? What does compass do? Allah. Can I hear it again? Guide you where? The right direction, qibla. Everybody has the qibla direction. You have it, right? So I use it to guide me to where I need to go, right? Okay. What does Allah said? This is the first. Second verse in Surah Al-Baqarah. I didn't get you anything from the real, not very well-known verses. What is this? Who can read it? Yes, please, go ahead. MashaAllah. Loud, so everybody can hear you. Stand up, my beauty. MashaAllah. Listen. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. May Allah makes you from those who are muttaqi, who the Quran is a guide for you. There is, I needed to pay attention. There is a hidden indication in here who will be guided, who the Quran will be their compass. Which one? Al-muttaqeen. Are you, am I? That's a whole different story. I talked about it last Tuesday in our series before Ramadan, Taqwa. The more I am Allah conscious, put it as Allah conscious, never say it's fear. The more I am Allah conscious, His words will be my compass, will be my GPS. We all use GPS these days. Alhamdulillah, it's ni'mah. made our life very easy. Hudan lilmuttaqin. The Quran is a blessing. The Quran is the words of Allah. And the Quran is your guide. Do we use the Quran as our guide? Alhamdulillah, people are honest. Honestly, we don't. Maybe every now and then. You know when? Please forgive me if I am wrong. Please say it actually. It will be perfect. This is how I learn also. Well, wedding and funerals, but we don't use it as a guide. Because it's a habit. It's a habit. Any nikah, you will read Quran. If there is someone who is, you're going to give condolences, people read Quran. There's nothing wrong with that. But that's not guide. When do I use it and I refer to the Quran? When I want to prove my point. And sometimes my point is, please forgive me, is wrong. And what I am using from the Quran is not applicable to what I am saying. But I use it to my hawa. Remember the receiver. Don't forget the receiver. What is this? This is a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is actually Ibn Hibban and also fi al-Tabarani. He said, خرج علينا الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام فقال أبشروا وأبشروا أليس تشهدون أن لا إله إلا الله وأني رسول الله؟ قالوا نعم. قال فإن هذا القرآن سبب طرفه بيد الله وطرفه بأيديكم فإنكم لن تضلوا ولن تهلكوا بعده أبدا. So the Sahabi said, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam came out to us. And he said, glad tidings, glad tidings. Be happy, if you want to use our current words. Be happy. And he said, don't you witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah? And I am, meaning Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, his messenger? And they said, yes. What is he telling them? This line that I'm going to translate, also write it down. You need to remind yourself when you get bored with the Quran. He said, Abshiru wa Abshiru. Good news, glad tiding, be happy. And he said it twice. Why? Because once you believe in Allah and you believe in the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, you're Muslim, the Quran is your book. And he said, this Quran, think of it when you pick up the Quran. This Quran, one end is with Allah, in the hand of Allah, as befit him, subhanah. And the other end is in your hands. In your hands. And then he told them this, you will never go astray as long as you have it. Have it meaning not have it, have it. That's how I need to look at the Quran, my guidance, my GPS, my compass, my blessings, and the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very simple question. Who can answer me? Why do we read the Quran? I think I made you really think well today. Alhamdulillah. Why do we read the Quran? Yes, what is your name, by the way? Adam, mashallah, ya Adam. Your name is repeated in the Quran. Yes. Hiya, Adam. And you look like you, mashallah, studied the Quran from the way you recited. Tabarakallah. May Allah bless your parents. Ameen. Why do we read the Quran, ya Adam? I can't hear you, Habib. So we go to Jannah. One of the quickest way to go to Jannah, by the way. Yeah, there is no detours, no traffic light. Just right away. Let's see. And that's what he said, Adam. It's an act of worship. I don't look at the Quran as an act of worship. If I asked you before I put this slide, and I will say, what is act of worship? What is the commonest answer I'm going to hear? Salah, huh? Zakah, fasting, Hajj, huh? Well, talking to Allah now because I put it. But in general, exactly what you answered me. And we have missed, please forgive me, 90% of the acts of worship. Is forgiving somebody is act of worship? I want to hear it. Yes. So why don't we do it? Is saying nice words is an act of worship? Yes. with the right intention and reading the Quran. Even if you don't know Arabic, even if you are struggling, in fact, if you're struggling, you're better than me and Adam. Because the person who recites the Quran well, like he did, mashallah, like the Sheikh, mashallah, ma'a safarat al-kiram, is with ma'a safar al-barar al-kiram, as a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He, inshallah, ya Adam, they are actually going to Jannah with the angels, with the pure angels. But the one, and that's what he was like, what about me? Like everybody will say, what about me? I mean, I can't. I'm trying. I'm 70 years old. I never know Arabic. I just accepted Islam. What is going to happen to me? وَالَّذِي يُتَأْتَأْ بِالْقُرْآنِ, the one who really struggle with the Qur'an. Two rewards, not one, two. So if, number one, when you pick it up, and I wish we implement this in our homes. You know, we push, did you pray, did you pray, did you pray? Alhamdulillah. You didn't fast Ramadan, whoa. Right? We need to have the same way. Did you read your Qur'an today? Not because he's a hafiz. Not because it's school and they have an exam. That's not for Allah. I need to do it because it's an act of worship. Read the Quran is an act of worship. When you get bored, and we do, that's how shaitan comes to us. It's an act of worship. Number two is the biggest reason why it was revealed, and it's the major shortcoming we all have. Do you agree with me? Show me hands. How many of us say we do not act by the Quran? Actually, I'll put two if you allow me. Can you give me an example? Other than Adam. Anybody. You all agreed. I fully agree with you. In our masajid, in our homes, in our institutes, in the street as a Muslim, in my workplace as a Muslim, man or a woman. Give me an example. Yes. Khushu' and salah, why did you went to the hardest thing? I'm talking about daily life, na'am. Unity, may Allah reward you. Yes. Gossip, these are the most two common. Gossip. Does anyone have any doubt about the ayah that is muhkama? Ayah has no question or misunderstanding, or more than, may Allah forgive me, not miss, but more than one meaning? No, this ayah doesn't have more than one meaning. What is it? وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. وَلَا, those of you who know Arabic, what kind of ala is this? Nahiya or nafiya? It's going to negate, or it's going to tell you don't do? Don't do nahiya, because the fi'l, the action, the verb after it is majzoom. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ. Do not backbite. Is that clear? Do you translate, has many translation? No. You go to any translation you read, it's going to be the same. Do not backbite. Yes? Agreed? So why do we do it? And you know what's worse? What did I say? It's true. Well, then yes, you backbite for sure. And if it was not true, you actually slander him or her. Act by it. And this is the beautiful word to Al-Hasan ibn Ali, Hasan Zain al-Abidin. He's the grandson of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the great grandson of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He said the following. Read this statement. اقرأ هي بالعربي اقرأ القرآن ما نهاك. Read the Quran as long as it is preventing you. Otherwise, you didn't read it. You didn't read it. Don't tell me how many khatma you're planning in Ramadan. Honestly, I care less. Tell me, what did the Quran change you in Ramadan? You read the Quran one time or 10 times. May Allah make it 100 times. Ameen. You, in the day one of Ramadan, you did this. Whatever this is, clear in the Quran, Allah says, don't do it. And day 30 in the Eid, are you still doing it? Then you didn't read the Quran. That's what he is saying. You didn't read the Quran. Now, tadabbur or tafsir. Now I'm coming to what I want. I'm going to go a little bit quick because I think you study, you have in your program, what is tafsir, right? And this is actually from the book of Sheikh Yasir Qadhi. It's a very nice book about the science of the Quran. And I found this is the easiest to understand. So there's two meanings for the word tafsir, either fassara or safara. Basically, explain, expound, interpret, expose, uncover. So this is all. But this is not contemplation. Right? And tafsir is very well known. This is Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas. There's four kinds of tafsir. Everyone speaks Arabic will understand. Those who are really knowledgeable will know. Only real knowledgeable. And there is parts of the Quran no one knows but Allah. Yes. Can I finish? So let's go to tadabbur. Same ayah I put for you. The reason the Quran was revealed to you and to me and to every Muslim on this planet is to contemplate. The same picture I put for you in the beginning. When you look at the page of the Quran, think of the picture I put for you. What is this? What did he mean? And when you say what and why, you're not questioning it's Allah's wisdom. No, but you're telling yourself, what is Allah telling me here? What is he saying? Right? So look at this. What is this? One word. Exactly. So here you are. This is a man sitting by himself. Whether it doesn't matter where are you, but when you sit alone with no phone and no distractions, and you're looking at something and you're trying to see more than what everybody else see and see how he is focusing. The same thing if I asked you, but because of the sake of the time, you're going to tell me beautiful sunrise or could be sunset. Look at the dry plants or he's just behind him. Look at the valley. Look at the green. You can see so many things unless you're going to spend time sitting with no distraction. You're not going to see anything other than a man sitting. Is the point becoming clearer? Yes? Inshallah. طيب. So basically, what is tadabbur? Right? This is what it is. It's the comprehensive reflection that leads you to semantics of the word. What does really the word mean? And their distant goal. What did Allah want me to do? What should happen to me when I read the Quran? Contemplate and reflections on the verses of the Quran. That's another meaning of it. To understand, to realize the meaning, the wisdom, and what is meant by. It's not like I say I have this word, because in Jannah Institute we had memorization for the girls, and now we have only for the adult, for the woman. I said, you know what? They are beautiful birds, because they are saying the Quran. And we made them understand word to word. But it didn't hit them yet. And I'll show you what it is when the Quran hits you. Is the Quran hard to understand? I want to hear it. No. Alhamdulillah. Because that's what he said. Subhanah. And one of the adab of the Quran, I was taught from day one. Don't you say this is a hard or a difficult surah, chapter, or verse. You're negating what Allah said. See, when you understand the meanings. Because Allah said, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا. We made it easy. فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرْ. Why you're not contemplating? Literally, Allah is saying to me, what is wrong with you? I made it easy. Remember the receiver. The receiver and the way. The way is when you spend time. And in the next lecture, in part two, I will go in detail about that on the way. But here you go. So I'm not going to say hard. This hard is out of my vocabulary. But it is not easy. Say it is not easy. But don't say hard. The way you look at it will be different. طيب. So how do I know that the Quran is affecting me? How do I know that the Quran is what Allah wanted it? Or I really am contemplating? Very simple. You don't have to study million courses. Yes. Change. Okay. What is this? Yes. If you don't cry, when you read the Quran, or let alone when you listen to a beautiful recitation, the receiver has a problem. You're not receiving, or the way is not clear, because he said it. And this is, by the way, for the non-believer. This is the people of the book. This is the people of the book who believed. And this is in Surah Al-Ma'idah. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلْ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُونَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. You see them. When I read this ayah, I was like, why not me? And these are people of the book, not Muslims. Sign number one, you cry. And if you don't cry, what do? You fake it. And that's what he said, alayhi salatu wasalam. Tabaku, he said it. You think of something that will make you sad till you get used to it. By the way, this is all training. Especially this day and age, we're so distracted. So hard to focus. We don't have time for 2 minutes to sit and focus. We're shattered. So you need, if you don't, and ask Allah to give you عَيْنٌ سَفُوح, as one of the scholars said. Ask Allah to give you an eye that shed tears. سَفُوح means very heavy and flowing. Right? And this is a statement. Whomsoever was given knowledge that will not make him cry, then he was not given the knowledge. Because Allah described knowledgeable people as people who cries. I hope this will change your perception. That's the whole idea of this presentation. Okay? And the next thing is you humiliate yourself to the words of Allah when you understand. You don't argue. What is that? It doesn't mean. I mean, I have people argue with me about the Quran. They don't even know Arabic. They don't know the Arabic language, period. And I was like, can I argue about a French book? And I don't know French. And they argue. Because what Allah is saying doesn't go with what they want. The receiver has a problem. What is that? What is it? I can't hear it. Waves. And as a physician, does your heart wave? Shake? Have you ever been scared? Show me hands. As I was flying to you yesterday, I absolutely said shahada. Yes, suddenly. You know when they always tell you, make sure when you're sitting, keep your seat belt, because sometimes we get into a sudden turbulence? Guess what? Suddenly. Honestly. Absolutely. I kept saying Salah ala Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and I said, Alhamdulillah, at least I'm traveling for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was actually, honestly, you know, after I went to Turkey and saw the earthquake, I was like, anything can happen any minute. So this is the fear. I felt it. SubhanAllah, I was reviewing this, and this happened, and I was listening to Quran. Why our hearts are not like that? That's what Allah is saying. This is إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. When Allah is remembered, their heart tremble. We hear the adhan and we are talking. The khutbah of Jum'ah and we are eating. Masajid. I'm not talking about anywhere else. I'm talking about masjid. Men and women, and especially my beloved sisters. What does it do when you read the Quran? What it should do. That's in Surah At-Tawbah, the end of Surah At-Tawbah. وَإِذَا مَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ مَنْ زَادَتْهُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتْهُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا. When a verse is revealed, then I should say, when I'm reading, now it's no more revelation. When I am reading and close the Quran, read one ayah, one verse, close the Quran, but read it well and say, do I feel more connected to Allah? Am I more in love with Allah? am I more in awe of Allah? I don't want to use the word fear, because we have been scared enough. Have anything in me changed? Or it's the same? If it is not, then the believer description of me has a question mark. I'm not talking about aqidah. I'm talking about external. I love this picture. Look at this picture. It's not the beauty or the colors. What does this man has? I had this picture saved on my phone. I have this habit. Whenever I see a picture moves me, I save it. It reminds me. And I looked at it and said, what does this man has? Ya Allah, this is in the middle of nowhere by himself, prostrating to Allah. He probably, look at the boat. If he probably go for prostration, the boat will do like that. Will you do it? Right? He has iman, faith, and strong. And this only happens when I read the Quran and I cry and I tremble and I feel it. That's contemplation. Otherwise, it's reading. It's a bedtime story. It didn't change much in me. This is all in Surah Maryam. Allah described them. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا This is actually in Al-Furqan. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُوا عَلَيْهَا صُمًّا وَعِمْيَانًا The عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ The servants of the merciful. All this description Allah described at the end of Surah Al-Furqan 25. One of them, when they are reminded of the verses of the Quran, آيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ The verses of their Lord, they will not act like they are deaf. Question mark. These are all for everybody. Myself. Am I deaf? I'm not. But am I really deaf? When I listen to the Quran, shift. What's shift? This is in the next one. جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا